Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Four men are okay after a small bear appeared out of the bushes and went after him on California's Mount Wilson.
Okay, I walked around one of the lakes around here in our town.
Were you thinking about bears? Were you
all looking for bears? All the time. I thought of them before these stories. But there's a lot of foliage and a lot of deep areas where you can't see anybody. You can't see a house on this lake. Certain areas of the lake, you don't see anything. Now, there are houses around on the other side of these trees. So you're not totally isolated. But it's the western part of our city, the west part of our city. Zirinsky, I'm going to say for locals. And I'm walking, and I hear rustling in the trees. Now, you told me yesterday there are no bears in Nebraska, right? No grizzlies.
There's no black bears either.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure
there aren't any black bears. There are mountain lions that can get far into town. We've heard. Now, you don't see any, but you've heard. There's been sightings over the past 10 years of a mountain lion, you know, getting into the western
now,
part.
Now, where you went, there's a possibility was a bear and a twink making that noise.
Good point, Todd, because it's a 5-mile hike around the one side of the lake, and I usually got to pee somewhere. And when you walk into a bathroom there, there's always a pickup truck sitting near the bathroom. I ain't kidding you.
They didn't come there to hike.
I know. I pee really quick, man. I pee really quick and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, well, you should.
It's the other stuff that takes the time.
Right.
It could have been a bear or a twink in the woods. Good point, Todd.
George Michael? What are you doing here?
Yeah, you sure that wasn't an old man and his goat?
Oh, that's Todd runs into them. That's a different part of the city.
Yeah, and sadly, still, that mountain bike trail is now flooded out.
Supposed to be an old man and a goat someday. Not yet. But
old man and a goat.
Years from now, he'll be old man and a goat.
Isn't that a classic novel?
So there are no bears, right? So I'm safe.
Oh, so
a grizzly attacking me in West Omaha.
So the
except like Todd said, there was
Not even a black bear.
Yeah, the gay bars are downtown.
I was wrong yesterday, by the way. I neglected Alaska. There's a lot of grizzlies in Alaska. Yeah. I said there's only...
there's 47 states.
You can go to 47 states and be safe from a grizzly. You can only go to 46.
All right. Okay.
In fact, I would guess you'd be most likely to be killed by a grizzly if you hung around Alaska
lot. Oh, yeah. I would think so, yeah.
In the back country.
Yeah, because they come in. And the polar bears come in, too. Don't they? They're dangerous also, right? Yeah.
Polar bears, way up north in Alaska.
Okay, yeah.
But that's more like northern Manitoba, northern Canada.
So what happened to this guy, Craig?
Well, these guys, they were watching the 4th of July fireworks. They were up on a mountain. And,
what state again? I'm sorry.
This is California on Mount Wilson there.
All right.
They were up on the mountain Sunday evening getting ready to watch the 4th of July fireworks going on down below. The bear charged. Video taken by a photographer who was standing about 50 feet above the group shows the bear biting one of the men on the backside. The bear then makes a move for one of the men's backpacks, possibly because it smelled food inside.
Yeah.
After some hesitancy and a lot of yelling from the four guys, the bear finally went, all right, you guys have your stupid food.
He's probably just saying, shut up. He's holding his ears.
I just wanted a Cliff Bar, man.
Yeah. Right. It's right outside the greater Los Angeles metropolitan area.
All right.
That's like just minutes away from where Sean Gannett, our comedian buddy, lives.
There you go. He's a twink, though.
He's not a bear.
He's a twink. He's definitely not a bear. He's a twink. Right?
He's got a few pounds to go before he becomes a bear.
A lot, yeah.
I miss his dumb face.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him forever.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
President Biden will sign an executive order today limiting companies from using non-compete agreements to keep employees from going to work for competitors.
Cool. We got one of those.
Yeah. The order will. I don't.
I know you don't. Good. I know you don't. Good for you.
Me neither.
Yeah, push doesn't. Yeah, me and push don't. We're fine.
What's limit? Like months? Or.
The order will push the Federal Trade Commission to limit or outright ban such agreements. It's also asking the FTC to get rid of what some see as unnecessary and burdensome licensing requirements for some jobs. I'll be signing that a little bit later on today.
Didn't you have to fight one of those early in your career?
I fought one in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Because
it's my understanding.
The night guy at a radio station making no money. They fired me to put a woman in there at the rock station across the street, which is radio terms, a competitor, hired me, and my old dumbass boss sued me. And
invoked that clause.
My girlfriend at the time was a paralegal, so her boss, lawyer, defended me, and I won. I was all over the papers in my hometown about getting fired, and everybody I knew didn't work in radio, so they had no idea that people get fired. What'd you do? I got that for months. Hey, I saw you in the paper. I heard you get fired. What'd you do? Nothing.
That would be the only time.
That was the worst time. It was horrible. Now, I got hired within a month at the other station, but they sued me. I had to go to court. I got articles about that. It's crazy, man.
The only time that
they wanted that 11-5 out of you.
Right. Damn right they did.
Any media would acknowledge us if we got fired.
My favorite part about the court case was, first of all, it was embarrassing because my salary got mentioned publicly.
Or lack of.
Well, lack of salary, right, exactly. But my favorite part of the case was.
Is that embarrassing for you, or is that more embarrassing for the company?
It's not embarrassing for the company because they get to brag to their guys about how little they have to pay.
Right. Right. That was it.
Look how much I don't have to pay that guy. He's pretty good.
He's a piece of ass, and we got it for cheap.
The judge was brilliant because the judge was not a radio guy. He's a judge. And the radio guy, this is all about TV ratings, things like that, and radio ratings. They said they didn't want me to go to work for a competitor because I could hurt their business. And the judge said, well, why'd you fire him? And they didn't have an answer. I mean, really, the judge was thinking, he was like a normal human being, thinking, well, if you don't want to hurt your, he didn't leave, you fired him, right? Yeah. Well, if he's going to hurt your business, don't fire him. And really, that was his ruling. Yeah. He said, I don't care about this thing this kid signed when he's 22. Get out of here.
But I've heard any number of cases where, you know, the non-compete in what they call right-to-work states.
Right.
If they fire you, that non-compete, if you've got a good lawyer and you go to court, you can often win that.
Yeah, but they're counting on you not wanting to pay for the lawyer and not wanting to drag it out for 3 to 4 months when it was only a 6-month non-compete.
Okay,
yeah, they are counting on the guy without a job not paying a lawyer.
Okay, well, I just want everyone to know that I got a lawyer.
Yeah, I do too. We're in a contract here.
Right. And if you don't re-up, we'll go somewhere in town.
Yes, we will.
But it is funny to he's very valuable. But we don't want him around.
And that was in the paper. It was just weird. And the judge was a normal guy. He said, that doesn't make any sense, you dumbasses.
That's good.
My favorite part, another part of this, since the lawyer was a friend of mine, my girlfriend's boss, he leaned over to the other guy's lawyer during the case. And he goes, you know, your client's a scumbag. And the guy goes, I know.
Yeah.
I need to get paid, too.
Right.
I love that.
Oh.
Because they were suing me for 11-5, right. You know.
Don't you think that conversation goes on in court every day?
Yes, it does.
You know your client.
And this wasn't even murder.
Yes, I do.
It wasn't even murder. It was just a guy defending a dumbass rich radio station owner, you know.
Well, every lawyer defending a deadbeat dad knows he's defending a deadbeat dad.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That's true, too. That's true, too.
I mean, that's just, well, I need a paycheck.
Yeah. Right. That's a lawyer's job.
Yeah.
Defending scumbags.
Yeah.
On occasion.
All right.
Until you get to pick and choose. Yeah.
No, it was their lawyer tell my lawyer, you know, your client's a scumbag.
I know.
I know.
He said, I know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.